Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. Hey, I really want to help you unlock your happiness, and that's why I wrote my first book. It's called The Positive Perspective. It's available on Amazon, and you can grab your copy today. I'd really appreciate it, and I think you'll enjoy the book, getting good reviews and a lot of good feedback. I want to talk about my new sponsor, Zox. They got some really cool stuff. The Kuipers brothers, Jason and Brandon, they give you uplifting reminders made from recycled water bottles, and they have stainless steel bracelets and rings, and you get these cool, the packaging for this stuff is incredible. I'm telling you what, great packaging, guys. And they come, my bracelet has Believe in Yourself on the inside and a cool design on the outside. And then you get these plastic cards, and mine's been sitting on my studio, and I look at it all the time, and it's a really cool thing because you don't throw it away. It's not paper. It says you could do anything you set your mind to, was one of them. And the other one says, this is not the end, my friend. You got this. Never give up. And these things, I took them out, and I put them right here. Every night when I go in my studio, I look at these things. It's a great idea, great motivator. And you should check them out. And when you go to Zox, click on the link down in the description. Use the code POSZOX when you check out. You'll get 10% off. The guy said they'd give you 10% off if you go pick some stuff up. All right. If you got something to talk about, you know where to go, to text line 304-506-3332. And also, I'm ready for some stories. You guys have been a little quiet out there on the stories. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me what's going on. Give me some suggestions for the show. What do you want me to talk about? Go there. Go to the website slash your story. All right. I'll give you a shout out. Just like Dan listening on Spotify in St. Paul, Minnesota. Dan, thanks for taking the time to let me know you're listening to the show. I appreciate it. And I want to also thank everybody who's purchased the book and all the new personalized copies. You guys are keeping me busy with the personalized copies. It's fantastic. I love it. I'll do that every day, and I'll write you a little story inside. I don't just sign my name. I'll say a few things. All right, today's show, the thought for the day. What is the thought for the day? The thought for today, and it's for the weekend, is lighten up. Lighten up. Enjoy life. Stop thinking about the crap that you can't control. Stop thinking about your job over the weekend that you are upset with, or things you haven't changed. It's time, you know, I always talk about focusing on yourself and fixing yourself, but you know what? Take a break from that this weekend. How about you stop worrying about being positive? You stop worrying about the negative. You stop worrying about what so-and-so thinks about you. You stop worrying about, you know, anything. Be yourself. Be comfortable. Wear your sweats. Wear your whatever you want. Sit by your outside. Go somewhere to a bar. Go dancing. Go watch a movie. Eat popcorn. I don't care whatever it is that you want to. Just lighten up, and you deserve it. Take a break from reality this weekend and enjoy yourself, okay? And we'll refocus for Monday. All right, today's show. I did have a show lined up, actually had a title, but this show has taken a terrible turn because I made a huge mistake. I watched the news. I know. I'm sorry, but I watched a bunch of news tonight. Because I want to know what's going on out there. And I'll tell you what, I find it hard to try to do a positive podcast after watching an hour of news. Now, it wasn't just mainstream news. It was both sides of the story. But what's going on in the world and what is not being told and everything in the news, I turned off the news and I came down here to do this podcast. And I'll tell you what, I had to pour myself a drink to relax. Now, I can't even imagine how hard it is for people to deal with their own emotions and their own things in life, and who watch TV, the news, and take everything that's being handed to us and fed to us, force-fed to us, for real. I can't even imagine the stress that a lot of people are under because they are putting so much credibility on the outside and other sources. And now I'm not saying anything's bad, but put the credibility in yourself. Believe yourself, what your gut is telling you. Do your own research. I say it a lot. But become the person that you want to be. Not, don't be forced to be someone else because that's what everybody's doing. That's what all the kids are doing. What the hell? When did that become cool? You know, being part of the crowd and doing, following the crowd and doing, you know, I'm getting off track here because I'm so distraught over what I saw tonight and what's being told to people that I can even, I understand why I have so many listeners to the show now, because it is so screwed up out there and it's so hard to find a positive light in all of this darkness and hate. And I tell you what, let me tell you one to one right here. I love the fact that I'm a beacon of light, a beacon of hope. You know that you can always listen to the show and come away with positivity. You can't not be happy and positive when you're done with the show. I don't care what I'm talking about, right? All right. So now I'm focused on what everyone else is believing and how people are being not programmed. I hate to use that word, but how we've been raised and how we are as a society and what we're used to as people, because I'm used to it too. The way life is, the way we perceive it and we're being told. And what we're starting to realize is that it's not all true what we're being told. And the things that, I mean, everybody has different inputs and different sources of knowledge and facts and fiction or whatever. And everybody has their own opinion about what's going on in the world right now. But to think stuff, to believe stuff that you hear, and everybody's heard it. And I'm not going to go into details because that's not what kind of show this is. But to think that the things that we're being told that could happen are actually possible. I mean, all the way down to aliens and you know, whatever. I don't care what it is. I'm not going to go into all these different branches of ideas and concepts of what reality is. But what it is to you, and what you see out there, and what you choose to see, and what you choose to believe, it's really difficult in these times to actually maintain your own belief and understand what do you really believe in, and what are you so accustomed to believe in that you think it's reality and you think it's true. Now, I hope I'm not getting too out there right now, but there's times when I think, am I crazy for what I believe, or am I crazy not to believe what is right for me? And what's the point? Do I want to believe everybody else? Do I want to believe myself? In the end, who are you left with? Yourself. You. It's all about your life. Sure, you spend your life with other people and you interact with other people and you have family and friends and loved ones and they're part of your life and you're, you know, all that. But in the end, bottom line, it is all about your life and what life you want to create for yourself. So make sure that you know who you are. Look in the mirror. I do that a lot. Well, not as often as I should, but I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, when you look in your eyes, it's creepy because you have to try to really figure out who you are. But what do you truly believe? Don't listen to what's the outside sources. Remember what I say, outside chatter doesn't matter. Nothing that's going on out there really matters because you create your environment and you believe what you believe. So to get back to the show, the title of the show, when I said I made a huge mistake, I watched the news. I do want to be informed, but it's really hard to, I think about the people that watch it all the time and really get fed all this information. And instead of doing their own research, they're just being spoon fed this information, whether it's true or not. So you can hand them a banana and tell them it's diamonds and they go, okay, it's a diamond. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, that's it. I'm not going to make that mistake again to watch the news. I just won't do it. I promise. I can't do it. I won't do it. And I have to mention one more time, The Positive Perspective, my first book available on Amazon. Please pick it up today. You can also get a personalized copy if you go to my website. The link will pop up. And check out the link for Zox. Use the code POSZOX. Get 10% off. send me your story. I want to talk about it on the show. Give me some ideas for a show. I know you guys have ideas and there's stuff you want me to talk about. I mean, I have done 230, 40, 80, 60, I don't know, a lot of shows. But I'm sure you want me to talk about something. So send it on in, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. And hit the text line, 304-506-3332. Dan, thanks for listening to the show. Stop watching the news. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.